Feel the power.
We play nothing but power.
They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungus, I'm a born a new
life.
Calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you feel like fall down, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, not tell me, no, 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 no.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Bill 7D campaigning UPND ahead of next year's polls, economic and governance commentator observes. ZCSA calls for enhanced ties between industry and academia to ensure product safety. In international news, Benin coup attempt thwarted by soldiers, loyal to the Republic, minister says. And within sports news, Arrow open 6-point lead as Power Dynamo stage late comeback.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Lusaka-based economic and governance commentator Kelvin Chisanga has observed that the public sentiment on this Constitutional Amendment Bill 7 is creating more political pressure than benefits to the United Party for National Development, UPND. Mr. Chisanga stated that instead of consolidating public trust, the controversy surrounding Bill 7 is eroding confidence in the ruling party's commitment to democratic values. He observed that more Zambians view the content of the bill as restrictive. The situation, he said, shifts their thinking towards fear of shrinking civic space and weakened checks and balances. He warned that if the concern remains unaddressed, Bill 7 may become a significant political liability that will give the opposition advantage, intensify public debate, and undermine some of the successes the UPND government has achieved since it assumed office in 2021. He has therefore assured and underscored rather the need for transparency, wide consultation and revision to the contentious clauses if the ruling party wishes to regain political goodwill and avoid long-term reputational costs. Within another development, a consortium of civil society organizations, CSOs, reiterated its support for the government's stance on Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, arguing that public criticism on the proposed changes is being driven by political narratives rather than an honest examination of the document's contents. Consortium spokesperson Solomon Ngoma said the national conversation has increasingly been shaped by misinformation, including claims that Bill 7 is merely a rebranded version of the rejected Bill 10. He said the consortium felt compelled to conduct comparative analysis and publicly endorse Bill 7 in order to provide clarity. Mr. Ngoma expressed concern that many people are dismissing the bill without discussing its contents, warning that such an approach undermines meaningful public participation in the constitution-making process. Mr. Ngoma also responded to the government's announcement that it had discontinued engagement with the Oasis Forum following what it described as the forum's fixed position on Bill 7. He said the consortium agreed with the government's stance.
The presidency is an institution that we created as a country in the constitution. And no individual or anybody is allowed to undermine it. When the president gives time to create time, say, like the way the first time he gave us time from 14:30 that day, when we're in June, up to somewhere 20:30. It shows to you, say, that you have a leader who wants to listen. But do not take advantage. Because the president is a very busy institution. The president could have been somewhere else, would have met us maybe for 1 hour and whatever, and attended to other national duties. But to sacrifice that, it means he's giving you, he wants to give you to hear from, because it's about learning and listening to each other. On a dialogue table, you don't come with preconditions. You don't come with preconditions. You come to negotiate on the dog table. What are your concerns? Then you point out your concerns to say that.
The ZCCMIH group revealed that it had just received a net dividend of approximately $1.6 billion between 2020 and 2024, and that it plans to boost the profit value by broadening its investment portfolio. The group also revealed its plans to improve the mining industry across all value chains by focusing on other metals instead of copper, with a particular emphasis on gold exploration in the next 2 years. Meanwhile, according to the 2024 annual report for the financial year that ended in December 2024, ZCCMIH group net profit rose to about $1.52 billion in 2024, reversing a post-tax loss of $198.5 million in 2023, driven by the Mopani strategic transaction that provided financial stability and restructured the company's balance sheet. The report noted that total assets increased by 74% to $2.39 billion, up from $1.49 billion in 2023, reinforcing the company's financial resilience and growth trajectory.
When we look at the dividend that we've received from between 2020 rather and 2024, we're looking at $1.3 billion. But I think going forward, we want to get as much as possible, even beyond that, by expanding our investments and ensuring our portfolio is performing at an optimum level so that we maximize our returns in the investments that we have. The last one, we're looking at achieving operational and financial excellence. Under that, we're focusing on cost controls through budgetary controls.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has called for enhanced collaboration between industry and academia to ensure product safety and quality. ZICSA Regional Manager, Domestic Quality Monitoring South, Elias Kansembe, said enhanced collaboration between industry, academia and regulators is key to closing some gaps which have been identified by regulating entities and other stakeholders. Speaking during a panel discussion at the chemical Zictosin of Zambia Indaba, ZICSA Executive Director Joel Chizinga highlighted challenges around the packaging of some products, which he said could be resolved through enhanced collaboration between the industry and academia. He also called on manufacturers of products covered by compulsory standards to adhere to mandatory requirements before their products are introduced on the market. Mr. Kansembe said being compliant to compulsory standards is necessary to instill consumer confidence and ensure product accessibility on the local and international markets.
We do understand that some of these are arising as a result of this inadequate coordination among these very, very important players. And even identifying some of the challenges that we have as a nation, I'll give you an example. We have challenges with packaging solutions for products in general, and I think this is the right platform where such solutions can be discussed. We have a scenario where anyone can wait for a package, for example, we have faith product in a PET bottle. But is that the right, you know, type of package? So those are questions that industry, like a general, can sit down and have a discussion around. But that can only happen if this relationship, proactive, if I may put it like that, and they are ongoing. And in standard development, the participation, you know, standard post-2017, there's only one body that can promulgate what are called national standards. That means those are the only standards that are also recognizable outside the borders of Zambia. You can have your sector standards, you can have your industry standards.
In international news, M23 rebels supported by the Rwandan army are continuing the advice, or rather advance, on the South Kivu region of the Democratic Republic of Congo, according to local sources. On Saturday, the rebels took control of the strategic town of Luvungu near the border with Burundi and several surrounding villages. Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes as the fighting intensifies. A spokesperson for the Congolese Armed Forces told African News that government troops had withdrawn from Luvungu to avoid major damage and to protect civilians. In a statement, the army said that shells fired from inside Rwanda had hit communities within the Ruzizi plain, killing civilians and destroying schools, health centers, and homes. Independent sources say the rebels are now advancing towards the town of Uvira. The escalation in fighting comes just days after the leaders of the DRC and Rwanda met with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington and reaffirmed their commitment to an earlier peace plan signed in June. Still within international news, a coup that was announced in Benin on Sunday has been foiled, the country's interior minister said in a video on Facebook. Earlier, a group of soldiers had appeared on Benin state television and announced the dissolution of government within an apparent coup. We monitored African News.
A military coup declared in Benin on Sunday has failed, the country's interior minister said, just hours after soldiers took over state